Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You are tuning in to the very first show of 2011 for Soul Purpose Central. I'm so thrilled you're here. I know that your time is very valuable, so the fact that you're spending it with us today is very special and important to me and to our special guest. And before we dive into today's call, I want to make a special announcement for you that I am hosting a free teleseminar for you. It's called The 11 Spiritual Laws to Create Your Wealthy Life. And all you need to do is visit www.souljourneys.ca and go to the events page of the site and sign up. It's free. All you need to do is enter your name and email and then join us for that free call next week, which is January 12th, where I'm going to be helping you get more clear on your how to create your spiritual life. So how exciting is that? So without further ado, I have a very special guest, someone that I know personally and I've known for a while, and she's doing amazing work in the world. Her name is Jennifer Zwiebel, and you can find her at www.aplaceofjoy.com. She is an intuitive organizer, which is a very special market, and I know she's doing great work out in the world. She works with motivated, insightful people who are really ready to create a beautiful, peaceful, energizing space. She helps people move through the overwhelm that can happen when we get a little bit cluttered in our lives to gain clarity and helps them to really get clear on what they're looking for. She's a co-author of The Organized Student, and she shares inspired organizing tips and tales in her bi-weekly Joy Mails. And if you want to receive those, and I receive them every other week, and they're fantastic, again, visit www.aplaceofjoy.com. So without further ado, welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I know. My producer, Chris, was like, oh, no, two Jennifers on the same show. Let's be honest, Jennifer is a pretty common name.
Apparently, it's most
popular
in the year. I'm sure
you were the Jennifer in your class, right?
Exactly. At least one.
I know.
Yeah.
Every time someone says Jennifer, we all turn around and look. So, anyway, so I'm excited to have you on the show today, and I know there's a lot of people listening who are eager to hear your wisdom and hear, you know, all about what you do, because it is a very interesting, you know, role that you play in the world. And because our show is about soul purpose, it's always wonderful for people to hear how did you even find your way into this particular way of serving in the world? How did you start working with clutter and helping people get organized?
Yeah, that was actually totally by accident. First, I just want to make sure I thank you for this opportunity. I'm so happy to be here and to share with you and with your audience anything that might be helpful, especially at this amazing time of year launching into 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, I was not organized. I did not grow up organized. There were certain areas of my life that were, I had really organized notebooks and really neat handwriting, but pretty much everything else was semi-disastrous. My room, ask any of my college roommates, it was, you know, not good. And I was also, you know, I don't know if you think about it until you're, you know, sort of, you've got it in your face to figure out what is not working. But when you've got clutter, it shows up pretty much everywhere. So for me, it was showing up in my space, and it was showing up in the way I spent my time, just always last minute, always late, running through campus with my papers trailing behind me, trying to hand it in before the deadline. And in my brain, it was very, just a chaotic place to be. I liked being in my brain, but it was very chaotic. And it wasn't until I had already graduated from college and had worked for 5 years in the business world that I just sort of stopped everything, took my time off, and picked up a book about organizing. And I realized it was actually a learnable skill. This was not something that you had to be born with, and that blew me away. So from that moment, I was just able to see that there were possibilities out there that I never thought were there before. So I started with myself. I'm always my own guinea pig. Mm-hmm. And from there, it just evolved into finding other people who had experience teaching organizing skills, first to students, then to adults. And I just received a lot of training and made up a lot of stuff as I went along based on how I knew clutter could overwhelm someone and what I saw working for me and for other people, so that I could just continue to share it on and on.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
How does clutter impact people? Let's kind of look at their internal world first.
Yeah. So what I would actually, offer is the idea that I'm not the first to offer this, but our outside space reflects our inside space. So mm-hmm. if you're living with piles everywhere, if you're running late or don't know what you're doing, from 1 minute to the next, it's likely reflecting some level of chaos and overwhelm on the inside. And the really good news is that by working on the outside, you're also going to start clearing up what's going on the inside. And on the flip side, by working on the inside, you're going to start clearing up your physical surroundings. So internally, I'm going to actually, is it okay if I walk people through a little bit of a visualization?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So all you listeners out there, I would love for you to just take a few moments and close your eyes. Just close them wherever you are if you can. Close your inner eye if you can't close your outer eyes. And take a couple of nice deep breaths to get really present. Okay. And then what I'd like you to do is imagine that you're outside the front door of your home or of your office, wherever it is that you feel there's physical clutter and chaos going on. And keeping your eyes closed, I want you to imagine opening that door and seeing the space as it is right now, seeing it walking through your front hallway or walking into your office. And just look around and then be conscious of what you're feeling as you look around at the clutter space. You might be seeing boxes that have to be unpacked or piles of mail that have to be gone through, jackets on the floor or pocketbooks spilling over. Just take yourself through that space and experience it. And just note, are you feeling tight in your body somewhere? Is your breathing getting shallow? Or for me, I often just stop breathing altogether. And what kind of feelings are coming up? Is there anxiety? Is there peace? Is there stress? Is there frustration or anger? Just take another moment, walk through your space, and let yourself really be present and really feel how it feels to be in that space. And if any other thoughts come up for you about what it took to get you to this place, are you blaming yourself? Are you blaming someone else? Are you frustrated because you don't have time to address it? These are all things that come up for a lot of clients and for me. Okay, so now I'm going to have you walk right back out, and again, still keeping your eyes closed, I'd like you to imagine now that you've got some magic wand and you've been able to wave it around and release all this tension and create a space for yourself that you actually love. You don't have to have any idea how you did it. It just happened. And when you open the door next, your office or your home is actually going to be your ideal space. It's going to be clear. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be whatever it is that you wish it could be. So go ahead and open that door. Take a deep breath and breathe it in and look around and see what you see. Really feel what it feels like now to be in this space and to know that it happened because you did it and it happened with ease and you're able to maintain it with ease. and feel what it feels like to be in a clear space, to be in a beautiful space. And just let it sink in. Do you feel less constricted? Do you feel open? Do you feel like you can breathe deeply? Do you feel lighter? Do you feel peaceful? Do you feel joyful? So just take another moment in this really happy place, and then you can walk back out and open your eyes. So I always take people through this visualization because it allows them a couple of things. It allows them to really feel the impact that their space is having on them that they might not be conscious of. They can feel the anxiety or stress or anger that they're maybe ignoring right now. And they also get to feel what could happen if they were able to clear out the space. So you asked about the internal clutter. That's what it is. That's the internal part of it. You know, how you're feeling in response to that space, but it's also in response to yourself, that you created this space and whether you're really happy about it or whether you're not so happy about it. And the other thing that's really fun about that exercise, by the way, is that it allows people to let their mind open up and create things that they never even consciously thought about. You know, what kind of space would be beautiful to them? What kind of space would be joyful? So I get people saying, oh, I didn't know I wanted red walls. That's fun. Or, you know, who knew that I wanted to have that clear space right there? That's exactly what I need to put flowers on. So that's a really fun exercise to do.
And also very empowering.
Yes.
Instead of hanging out in the dread or the shame or the anger or whatever the energy is that's coming up, to actually move through it.
Yeah, of course, like, that's really such a good point. You have to know it. You have to be aware of it before you can move through it, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't change what we can't acknowledge.
We cannot change what we don't acknowledge. That is correct. I mean, that's what's interesting about this whole organizing process is for some people, that's where they want to start. They want to start with that emotional component. And other people aren't ready to look at that level yet, but they know something's off. So by starting with the physical part of it and the frustration they feel around there, that's a great first step. Mm-hmm. Then very often they're ready to look at the next step is, you know, what's the frustration underneath that?
Awesome. Well, I'd love to actually go deeper into that because I know that we're just kind of touching on the surface. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to go deeper into how do we get into this place and how can we get out of this place. So we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself?
but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I am your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we have our very special guest, Jennifer Swebell of www.aplaceofjoy.com. And before the break, we were chatting about some of the stuff that happens for us internally when we are experiencing clutter or a disorganization. And I know, Jen, that you wanted to go deeper into that to take a look at how do we get to that place in the first place.
Yeah, I think that it's, you know, when I teach workshops, one of the first things people talk about is feeling ashamed, feeling ashamed of their space, so much so that the majority of people in my classes do not let people into their homes. They have closed off their lives in a lot of ways. And, you know, most obviously not having friends over, not opening up to relationships in their space. And it's so painful to talk about it, but one of the things that I love about having groups together is for people to understand that they are so not alone. And then it often turns into a conversation about self-blame, anger at oneself because I've tried so many times and I can never do it. I can never get organized, or I get organized and then it all falls apart. And it's a very vicious cycle of anger and blame and trying really hard and things falling apart, and people get more and more shut down. And what I like to allow people to have the space to do is to start exploring what might be underneath that, meaning what might be underneath the chaos that they're creating in order to prevent things from coming into their lives, meaning we are not consciously choosing to create an environment that makes us unhappy, and yet at the same time, we are choosing it. It's our actions. It's not someone else doing it. So one way to find a way out of it, and you mentioned how important it is to recognize what you're struggling with so that you can shift it. So one way is to really allow yourself, even give yourself permission for 15 minutes to not judge yourself, to explore and think and reflect on the choices that you make without judging yourself. Because for a lot of us, you know, we judge ourselves far more harshly than we would ever judge anybody else. And so on one level, you've got the disorganization, but before you can even address that, you have to get through the part where you're angry at yourself, upset with yourself, and giving up on yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so that giving yourself consciously, and I say it out loud, I literally hand out permission slips in my workshops. So I give myself permission to simply observe what's going on in my space without any judgment. And that somehow liberates you. It allows you to look like an objective observer, like an anthropologist at what's going on. And then a pile of paper can just be a pile of paper. It's no longer a condemnation of you and everything about you and everything you've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the first step that I would recommend to anybody. It's a very powerful step, especially if you're often weighed down by that sort of self-judgment and negative self-esteem or feeling of self-worth. To give yourself a little pocket of space where you're not judging yourself, and to experience how much lighter you can feel for those few minutes, mm-hmm. when you don't have to, like, I almost imagine myself physically taking it out of my head, this judgment, setting it aside and saying, I can come back to you in 15 minutes, but for right now, I just need to look at this objectively. And it makes all the difference in the world because now you can see past what was blocking you.
Mm-hmm.
You can start seeing solutions. Not that you can necessarily act on them right away, but you can actually see the solutions, which will feel so much better than feeling hopeless.
Mm-hmm. I love what you said about the pile of paper then just becomes a pile of paper. Because I think we all have an area in our life, and it may not be organization and clutter or whatever, but I feel like we all, myself included, of course, have that area where we ascribe this meaning to something that is not aligned, like it's illusionary.
Yeah.
We make something that it's not, and then we go through that series of, you know, emotional banter, right? Kind of like what you were referring to before of
mm-hmm.
of getting down on ourselves and, you know, going down this road that we didn't know how we got down that road. And I love how the permission slips, that just seems like such a liberating way to move through that energy.
It is, and I'm so glad you pointed that out because 100%, there are a lot of people who, for whom, clutter is not a struggle. It's not an issue, but you're completely right that there's always something, and what you said about we go down that road, what happens is those roads get really well-worn, you know, we get used to going down them, and then we just go down them automatically
when
without even thinking.
Street lights on them,
yeah.
You know, holiday decorations.
and then you kind of spend all your time there as if that's completely normal, and
mm-hmm.
you forget. So giving yourself permission or having some sort of fork in the road to say, you know what, try this detour just today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just try it right now. You don't even have to go all the way down, but just try. Right? It's like, oh, there is another option. So, yeah, that makes a big difference. And so this tool, giving yourself permission, will really work with anything.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the first time I used it, I told you, on my own guinea pig. So I had, of course, a closet full of clothing that I did not wear, and I just could not deal with it. I didn't know what to do, and I kept trying. You know, everyone I work with, we try. You know, I don't think I've ever worked with a client who hasn't tried already many, many times to get organized, to go through the closet, to go through the papers. And so, you know, what is it that's going to get you from that trying over and over again to a different way of experiencing it? So for me, I was looking at this closet, and I said to myself, okay, I said it out loud. I was alone. I probably looked like a dork, but there was no one there to see me, so I'll just tell everybody. So I said, I hereby give myself permission to get rid of anything that I no longer use or wear or love. I give myself permission to own only things that are beautiful, that fit, and that make me happy. I give myself permission to let go of things, even if I've never worn them, even if they were really expensive, even if they're still in perfectly good condition, even if they were gifts. And I went on and on and on because there were these things in my head telling me what I could and couldn't do that were stopping me from moving forward. And, you know, people might recognize this again in different areas of their lives. But by stopping and saying, I give myself permission to have this thing that I really would like and to let go of the things that I've been feeling afraid of or guilty about, and I was able somehow to then walk into my closet and without trying things on, take stuff right off the hangers and put it in a bag to donate.
Mm-hmm.
Because I liberated those beliefs that I needed to save something because it was a present, but I needed to save something because it was expensive and I might wear it one day and I shouldn't waste the money. So that sort of trick, it's amazing how powerful our minds are. They can just absolutely paralyze us or they can liberate us.
Yeah, we can make things into something they're not, and we can also rationalize why things need to stay the same way.
Yes. And I remember, you know, when I was finally, because again, I did this, I'm in this entire line of business or, you know, work in the world because it's my issue. And when I was able to experience for the first time, oh, that is just a pile of paper. It's just a stack of clothing. It's not me. That changed my life. That was huge. Yeah. It was.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And I'm sure it opened up doors, right? Just so, like a heart opening almost. I can imagine that feeling because I've got that similar feeling when we just allow something to be what it is.
Yeah.
That big kind of huge breath that comes in.
It's like you don't understand how much energy is being sucked up by something until you suddenly release it, right?
Mm.
You're right. It's like this big valve. And like if that's something that everybody could somehow take from this conversation and find a way to implement or play around with in their own lives, that would be huge. Because, again, that moment when you are able to separate from whatever it is that you might be identifying with and see it objectively, it's like you get all of your power back. Oh, now I can put the clothes away. It'll take time and it might be annoying, but I can do it. But I'm not a bad person because there's a pile of clothing on my chair.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your life back, and it's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we come back from the commercial break, I know you have some special gifts that you want to offer folks, which will help them, you know, get more deep into this process on their own as they, you know, take away the meaning that they've ascribed to a pile of paper or a pile of clothes or something like that and give themselves freedom to see things more clearly. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we are with our special guest, Jennifer Zwiebel of aplaceofjoy.com, and we've been talking about organizing and clutter and how to just shift our mindset around the things that we have and what it means and what it really means. And Jen, during the commercial break, you and I were talking about release, and I know you mentioned that's a huge part of moving forward is releasing and the struggle people have when they think about releasing. So can you chat a little more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really the biggest thing that people want to talk about when we have group settings. It's, you know, so many people will get up and say, I just can't let go of things. And often people will actually get very agitated about it, meaning, don't make me let go of things. And I know how real this is because I experience the same thing. And I've had shifts in my own process that have allowed me to see what happens when you become more at peace with yourself and more at peace with your things. It's so much easier to let go of things, but when you're not there, it's almost physically painful. One of the things that I wanted to share with the listeners is my 85% rule, which is, someone will say to me, you know, I can't let go of this. You know, there are a lot of reasons. It was a gift. It was something, you know, I might need it is the biggest one. I might need it someday. So this is my answer. 85% of the time, you're not going to think about it again. You're going to let it go, and you will never think about it again. You will never need it. 15% of the time, you're probably going to think about it, and you're probably going to need it. So the reason I do this is because people will know that it can't be true that you'll never need something that you get rid of. Like there's a chance that you're going to need something. And if I tried to tell you that, oh, you'll never worry about it, you'll never think about it, the first time you get rid of something and you need it, you're going to get pissed off at me, and then you're never going to throw anything away. And so it's going to be my fault that you have a lot of stuff in your apartment. So I want people to understand that it's true. Like, you know, just, you know, a few months ago I was cleaning out my old stationery and I found these oddly shaped green envelopes that I used for, to send gifts in 1 year. And I thought, when am I ever going to need these again? So I donated them. And, of course, literally 3 days later, I needed them. I mean, what were the chances? Very slim, but it happened. And so I had that moment of frustration and kicking myself, but then I calmed down pretty quickly for me, and I said, you know what? I made a choice. All things considered, it was the right choice at that moment. You know, it was unlikely that I would need them again. It happened that this was one of that 15% that I did need, but, you know, okay, so I'll go and get more envelopes. And what I want people to understand is that first of all, there's no wrong answer. You certainly can hold on to everything and not experience what might be a painful release. However, if you do that, what you're guaranteeing is that you're going to have probably more stuff in your space than you have room for comfortably. If organization or clutter is an issue, you're guaranteeing by not getting rid of anything that it's going to become more of an issue, that whatever frustration you're experiencing is going to continue and likely grow. However, if you're willing to take that, you know, 85% chance that you're going to be able to let go of something and not need it again, you're increasing your space and comfort and joy in your own space by 85%. I'm not quite sure if the math makes sense, but the idea is if you won't let go of anything, you're 100% going to be uncomfortable if clutter is an issue for you. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to take that step, and what's very scary for some people is just letting go of that first thing. But if you're willing to try it and then see what happens and see that you survive and that it's okay and you're actually more than likely happy with what happens by clearing up some of that space and now being able to find what you actually need when you need it, it's going to allow you to take the next step and the next step. What I find with the letting go is it's a very fear-based choice. You know, and I spent a lot of my time in my life having a lot of fear-based choices. And what I found is that when clients feel better and better about themselves, not just about their space, but about themselves, the easier it is for them to let things go. When they trust that they're always going to have what they need when they need it, that the universe will provide, when they have that faith, it's much easier to let things go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's harder for some people to learn than others, but it's learnable, and you can do it in baby steps. You know, a lot of people like to have an in-between step. So instead of throwing something out or donating it, it can go into a bag in a closet. And then in 3 months, if you haven't thought about it, you can let it go. So there are a lot of in-between steps that you can take. But, you know, making
I like that
for,
idea.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of folks listening that, you know, this is the time of year, let's face it, where we're making resolutions. And sometimes we want to make a gazillion and one resolutions only to set ourselves up to, you know, not be able to, you know, manage them all the way we thought. And then we give up, kind of like what you were talking about before, where people feel like they've been here before. But even at this time of year, to do that in-between step like you talked about.
Yeah. It's so funny. I mean, I'm so glad we're doing this call right after New Year's, because I would bet it's one of the top three resolutions for people consistently that this year I'm going to get organized.
So what would you say to someone who's listening right now and who says, you read my mind. This is finally the year that I'm going to get organized. What would you say, what would be the number one tip you would give them to successfully hang on to that intention?
Okay, so I'm going to give a couple of little tips. I would say the first thing is, I had shared this idea that when you're setting your resolutions, if you like to do that for the year, pick the top three that you want for the year and then eliminate two of them. So, let's just like make life as easy as possible. So if getting organized this year is the one that you're going to choose, great. So a couple of steps that I would recommend to stay on track is to, one, I mentioned this earlier, this idea of acceptance without judgment. Sort of objectively give yourself permission to look at what's going on without judging yourself. And that's something I actually learned from this wonderful book by Ariel and Shia Kane called How to Create a Magical Relationship. They're talking about relationships with yourself, with others, but the main principle is acceptance without judgment. It is the way it is, and either you can spend your energy judging yourself for it and staying stuck, or you can simply accept it and see what the next step is. What's the next sign that the universe is bringing you that's going to work for you? So that's number one. Number two is, once you're able to do that, either by yourself or with a friend or with someone objective who's also not going to judge you, think about why it's not working. You know, choose one very specific area. Start with just this corner of your desk, or you know, for me, it was the clothing that would pile up on my chair at the end of the day. It was not a big mystery why it was not working. I was not putting my clothing away at the end of the day. But, you know, instead of getting all angry at myself about it, I was able to say, ah, so what's happening is I'm not taking the time to do it. So then you can make a choice. And again, this is probably actually the most important thing, own your choices. It's about becoming a responsible adult and owning your choices. And it doesn't honestly matter how old you are or how long you've considered yourself an adult. If you're not owning your choices, this is a great room to grow. So, you know, I'm going to take the clothing example. My clothing is on my chair. It builds up because I'm not putting it away. Here are my choices. I can leave it on my chair indefinitely, and the results are that it's going to really look bad. I'm going to feel pretty bad about it. All my stuff is going to be wrinkled. But that's a perfectly legitimate choice. If I'm okay with those consequences, that's okay. And if the other people who live in my house are okay, then that's okay. And even if they're not, it still might be my choice. Another choice could be, okay, once a week I'm going to put my stuff away. Once a day I'm going to put my stuff away. So when you remove judgment from, you know, the choice that you make, you're able to look at it more objectively, analyze the consequences, and choose the one that makes sense for you. And that might change. For right now, I might decide, okay, for this week I'm going to practice putting my things away each day. Then I'm going out one evening, and I know it's not going to happen, and I'm not going to get upset with myself. I'm just going to do it first thing in the morning. So what I would say is pick one thing to focus on. So if you've chosen organizing as your goal, pick a mini goal within there. And, you know, they say it takes 21 days to create a habit. I think it takes significantly longer than that. So at least give yourself 30 days to practice something.
Mm-hmm.
And then along with that, I love to share with people this idea of a 10-minute miracle. So the 10-minute miracle came to me because I was completely overwhelmed with stuff in my own apartment, and I could not conceivably find an hour a day to do organizing and cleaning. It couldn't happen. So I did realize that I could find 10 minutes that I was surfing online or watching television or lying around in bed, 10 minutes. I thought, I can do that. I'll just throw 10 minutes at something, and whatever I get done, I will have, you know, been successful in that day. So let's say you pick your clothing as your plan for 30 days. That's what you're going to work on, 10 minutes a day. Now, you'll likely find out that it doesn't even take anywhere near 10 minutes to put your clothing away at the end of the day. But even if it does, by getting such a very specific focus, you're going to be able to give yourself a chance at success that's different from anything you've probably done before. Make it small, make it long-term, make it specific, and make it little bite-sized chunks. And if you miss a day, don't try and double up the next day, because you're going to end up with, like, I need to do 600 10-minute miracles, and now forget it, I'm going to give up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I would do it.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. That's such a great tip. Let's leave people with that and have people write that down while we're taking a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to have you share with folks what your special opportunities are to connect with you privately. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and we have been chatting today with Jennifer Zwiebel, who is the founder of aplaceofjoy.com. And, Jen, I meant to ask you, where does A Place of Joy come from?
So A Place of Joy was actually something a client of mine said a few years ago. I had been doing organizing work with her actually all over the phone, and she had been working at her office and creating a space that really served her much better. And she called me one day and she said, "Jennifer, you have me organizing from a place of joy." And it made me so happy that it just really stuck in my head. And then when I was searching around for really a new name for my business, because a lot of my business has evolved over the last couple of years to incorporate so much more of the internal work, that stuck in my head. And I realized that, you know, so many of us spend so much of our lives trying to, quote-unquote, fix ourselves. You know, I need to get more organized, less messy. I need to get healthier or thinner. I need to get richer. I need to get more popular, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, there's that part of us that try and fix what we think is wrong. But really, we've all got this central core that knows deep down inside that we're okay, we're great, we're whole, we're fine. And so you've got these two parts warring with each other, and they're both you. So you can't actually win. So instead, when you come from a place of joy, rather than from a place of trying to fix yourself, when you come from a place of joy, like, wow, I just am happy to be creating something good for myself, you're not fighting yourself anymore. And that's really the philosophy behind my company. So that's what it's called now, A Place of Joy. So it's not just creating your own physical place of joy. It's coming at it from a place of joy so that you're able to, again, it's letting go of the judgment, the criticism, the not being good enough, and being present and just opening up possibilities for yourself.
I would imagine, this is just a guess, only because of the coaching work that I do with folks, we may be focusing on one area, but there's a ripple effect in other areas. So, you know, can you think of someone off the bat that you've helped who you went in for the purpose of organizing and they actually had other shifts in their life?
Oh, yeah, I love that question. This is actually an example that I've mentioned before because it was so clear to me, so powerful. There was someone that I was working with. Again, we were doing this all over the phone, and our initial focus was her desk and stacks of paper and old files and old piles. And so we were talking about it, and you know, one of the questions is, where are those things coming from? And one of the answers is, well, I just don't have the time to put that stuff away. I hate it. I just don't like to do it. I don't have the time. And when we explored it a little bit further, of course there were things that she would rather be doing, as many of us would. I would rather go to the museum or go to the movies than clean my desk. But there was actually a second level. When she said to me, you know, I really have a hard time saying no to people. And what that led into was a whole conversation about the fact that, you know, she, like, again, like so many of us, had a hard time saying no to people when they asked her to do things, to spend time with them. And these were not things that she really necessarily wanted to do. She just felt obligated or didn't want to be mean. And what that meant was her time was going to things that were making other people happy and not making her so happy, and also preventing her from taking care of herself by, for example, cleaning up her desk. And that led into an excellent conversation about boundaries and, again, permission to do what you want and need to do for yourself. And we did something that I call a calendar cleanse, which is a great tool that I invented that helps you experience what it feels like to actually spend your time doing the things that you want to do. And we just did it for a week. And by the end of that week, she had not just shifted what was going on her desk, where she would email me and say, oh, I just put away files that have been sitting there for 6 years, but she was also able to shift her relationship with other people and with her time and put herself first. So, yeah, that's always a great example for me of how starting off addressing some sort of physical aspect of organization absolutely allows you to see results in other bigger areas of your life.
And not just any results. I mean, that would be life-changing results.
Yeah, those were life-changing results. Yeah, thanks.
Well, I only say that because, you know, we can make incremental changes or we can make temporary changes. But, I mean, once you've had a mindset shift, it's done. Like, you just show up different everywhere.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the example that we all talked about on this call earlier of, you know, I am not that pile of paper, that's probably the biggest mindset shift that I've ever experienced. You know, for someone who's haunted by being disorganized, it goes so deep very often. And to discover that you're not bad because you have a pile of paper, oh, my God, you get your life back. That's huge.
Yeah. Well, before we finish up for today, I want to make sure that we have a chance to let everyone listening know how they can work with you, because you mentioned a few times that you've worked with people by the phone, and I know that you can. And one of the offers that you have today, just especially for Soul Purpose Central listeners, is your Activate Your Path of Joy call with you, which includes an assessment questionnaire that looks at your home and your life and your business and, you know, general organization, and a 45-minute laser coaching call to really zero in on one area of concern and then start to look at what's behind the overwhelm and really customize it, at least one tool to get people started on creating the solution to the issue that's overwhelming them the most. I know that normally goes for $295, and you're giving a very special offer of $95 for folks, so that's really generous.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
I guess people can just email you, jennifer@aplaceofjoy.com?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So if you want to set that up, folks, just email that to her, that you want that special session that you heard on the radio. That'll be enough for her to know that,
yeah.
You know, you listen to this on Soul Purpose Central. But I know you also have a free gift, and if you can let people know what that is and how they can access that.
Yeah, this is it's a great standalone tool that anyone can use, and you can use it for organizing, but frankly, you can use it for anything. It's something that I developed, and I call it Open the Door. And, you know, we've talked over this interview about, you know, how blocked we can get, and this is such a quick, powerful tool to open the door to possibilities. And what you can get is my gift to you is a template for this tool that you can print out as many times as you want and fill in. And it comes with written instructions as well as a sample of the exercise written out so you can see what one actually looks like, how you would use it yourself, and an MP3, so an audio walking you through how I developed this tool and how to use it. And I'll just give you a quick overview, which is that we have these internal voices, many of which are very critical. And so if any of what we talked about today in terms of feeling like you judge yourself or frustrated with yourself in any area resonated with you, then this is the tool for you. It allows you to acknowledge all of the things that you think you can't have or can't do, or in a given situation, why you can't have what you really wish you could. And I think a lot of us just get stuck there. Well, I really would love to have an organized home and a great closet that I love, but I can't because I don't have the time. I can't do it. I've tried it a million times before and it never worked. I can't give anything away. I don't have enough money to buy new stuff. So our mind is great at coming up with all the reasons why we can't have something. What this tool allows you to do is take the next step. So we talked before about we're so used to traveling these well-worn paths in our mind. This is the fork in the road. This is the option to take a detour that you haven't tried before, and I walk you through the whole thing with this tool.
Awesome. So really quickly, before we wrap up our show for today, how can people get their hands on that?
Okay, so you're going to need to write this down because it's a bit long. So it's www.innerradiancegifts.com/place-of-joy/gift-open-the-door.htm. I'll read it again. So www.innerradiancegifts.com/place-of-joy/gift-open-the-door.htm. And that'll take you right to the gift. Just click and download it.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, Jen, and sharing your wisdom. And thanks to all of you for tuning in today. I wish you a wonderful rest of your day and your week and look forward to connecting with you next Tuesday at 4 o'clock Eastern. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.com.